Canada's central bank is pushing up interest rates to counter the inflation that is worsened by migration. In turn, the higher interest rates make homes even more unaffordable for ordinary Canadians who want to start families. More than a third of young people say they are foregoing children because they can't afford a proper home for them, Canada's National Press reported on October 5. The Canadian birth rate is continuing to drop to historical lows. Statistics Canada confirmed last week that 351,679 babies were born in 2022, the lowest number of live births since 345,044 births were recorded in 2005. In 2005, Canada had a fertility rate of 1.57 births per woman. The fertility rate has now sunk to 1.33, even though women want almost two kids each. Numerous reports show that migration spikes housing prices and that high housing costs shrink birth rates. Birth rates are falling most where homes are appreciating fastest, Zillow.com reported in 2018. The rate of babies being born is dropping the most in counties where home values are appreciating the fastest, according to a new Zillow analysis. An extra 10 percentage point rise in home values is associated with an extra 1.5 percentage point drop in birth rates for 25 to 29-year-old women. The birth rate was up in counties where home value growth is weaker, Zillow noted. In Pima County, home to Tucson, Arizona, home values have essentially remained unchanged since 2010. But the birth rate is up 5%, which accounts for 340 more babies than expected. When the cost of housing rises, fertility falls. Certainly that's not really something that's even necessarily debated anymore because it is so obviously the case, demographer Lyman Stone told Breitbart News. The cost increases are felt most by younger renters, he said, adding that homeowners are slightly more likely to have extra kids as house values rise. Other studies show the same cause and effect in the United Kingdom and Miami, Florida. The cost of housing could drop if smaller houses are added with the help of rezoning rules, said Lyman, who works with the Institute for Family Studies. But when people crowd into cheaper and smaller houses, they also have fewer children. Canada's birth rate has fallen so rapidly that Trudeau's migration is actually raising the average age. Polling support for migration. Multiple polls show that Canadians' trusting welcome for migration is being crushed by housing costs, stalled wages, and inflation. A September 20 to 22 survey of 1,500 Canadians by Ipsos showed that 57% of Canadians blame high housing costs on immigration, and 73% say that Canada should cut immigration targets until the housing shortage eases. The gap between supporters and opponents of migration has plunged from 42 points in 2022 to just 7 points in 2023. According to the business-backed lobby group that is most responsible for kick-starting Canada's migration wage. The Century Initiative's September 4th to 14th survey of 2002 Canadians showed that the share of people who said there is too much immigration jumped from 27% to 44%, largely because of rising housing costs. The too much immigration view is endorsed by 64% of the Conservative Party voters, up from 43% in 2022. 38% of respondents blamed immigration for out-of-control housing prices, and 25% said migration is bad for Canadians, according to the initiative's poll. The business lobby. Canada's migration flood was launched by two investors who created the Century Initiative, which has a goal of tripling Canada's population to 100 million. The expansion makes sense for investors and businesses. The inflow of more workers, renters, and consumers grows the pool of private profits for investors, regardless of the public damage, such as spreading poverty, diversity, and chaos, declining productivity, and reduced births. So pro-migration businesses immediately complained when Trudeau said he could cap migration at 500,000 a year, Reuters reported. A report by RBC economist Cynthia Leach said that while the labor market will not feel the pinch in the short term, the current rate of immigration to Canada is not sufficient for long-term growth. Canada needs immigrants over the long term. Even the annual immigrant intake of 1.3% of the population is not sufficient to stabilize the age structure of the population, which would require about 2.1%, the report read. Banks, such as the RBC, usually want more migration because they profit as migration expands economies, even when wages, birth rates, and productivity drop. For example, builders must pay interest payments when they borrow funds to build new homes and hospitals sought by Immigration Minister Miller. Since Trudeau's election in 2015, his pro-migration policy has helped to spike Canada's stock market by 23%, after discounting for inflation. Politics. Pro-migration lobby groups, and its many business supporters, have a stranglehold on Canadian politics because immigration is massively profitable for investors and the wealthy. For example, the head of Canada's opposition Conservative Party, Pierre Poilievre, wants to accelerate migration even as he campaigns against Trudeau's expensive housing. His fix to the housing problem would clear away local zoning rules and regulations to help investors build more houses within existing community developments. Poilievre's housing solution, fight cities that don't build homes, P9 Litico reported in September. The People's Party of Canada is the only national political body that is for a lower level of immigration, party founder Maxime Bernier told Breitbart News in September 2021. All the other parties are always for more and more, he said with an accent that echoes his upbringing in Canada's French-speaking province of Quebec. Canada and the United States. Canada's immigration policy would be great for the United States, says President Joe Biden's immigration chief. Alejandro Mayorkas told El Paso Matters.org. Our immigration system as a whole is broken. It hasn't been updated or reformed in more than 40 years. We look to our partner to the north that has a much more nimble immigration system that can be retooled to the needs at the moment. For example, Canada is in need of 1 million workers and they have agreed that in 2023, they will admit 1.4 million immigrants to fill that labor need that Canadians themselves cannot. We are stuck in antiquated laws that do not meet our current needs. In January 2023, Mayorkas told a White House reporter. The labor shortage in the United States is one powerful example of how desperately we need to fix our broken immigration system. You know, we look to the north, Canada realized that it has a 1 million person labor shortage there. And they are bringing in approximately 1.4 million migrants this year to address that labor shortage. Those views are echoed by other Biden appointees. As our economy grows, we need workers that we just don't have enough of. Katie Tobin, Biden's senior director for transborder security on the National Security Council said in May 2023. So it is in our interest to bring people in and to stay competitive globally. The issue of immigration is how do we make sure that companies and businesses have the opportunity to employ people, Labor Secretary Marty Walsh said in December 2022. Since 2021, Biden's team has imported roughly at least 4 million southern migrants, at least 2 million visa workers, and at least 2 million legal immigrants. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the consumer economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because the population replacement allows elites and the establishment to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. In many speeches, Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas says he is building a mass migration system to deliver workers to wealthy employers and investors and equity to poor foreigners. The nation's border laws are subordinate to elite opinion about the values of our country, Mayorkas claimed. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say migration under President Joe Biden is making life harder for all, according to a Reuters/Ipsos poll of 4,415 adults in September. That number is up from 48% in July 2023. 57% of independents agree with the harder view, while just 17% strongly disagreed.